Roger that. It's getting through. There's a little static with you, but I can understand what you're saying. Not a problem. Yeah, mine, it's all repeater. It's no equipment here. I got the cheapy handheld. So I'm glad to hear that it's making the trip. Also, by the way, the personal here is Dave. Delta Alpha Victor Echo is the personal here. I am closer to Flint. If you flew as the crow flew, I'm probably 7 miles west of Flint. At the actual Flushing limit, it's probably about 12, 13 miles. But the Flint repeater is downtown Flint, sitting on top of Hurley Hospital, which is probably, I'm going to give or take 12 to 14 miles probably all together. But it's up there high, and it does the job here. I can't lie about that. It's mostly repeater, not me, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was curious about the one in the Flint, because I don't think I tried to reach that repeater, and I don't know if I ever reached it or not, but I do have the tone set on my radio. It's, I'm 729, talking about the same repeater.
Yeah, Roger, that. You don't need to. That's the thing. That's the beauty of this, system, the MI8 dot systems, if you check it out on the interweb. If you hit Detroit, you can hit Flint. And there we have got a guy up, way up north. His name is Bob. He's usually in there. But he might even be listening right now. But he's up in Sheboygan County. That's the tip of Michigan. And we have a repeater that goes all the way up there. So if you're hitting me, you're probably hitting him as well.
Man, that is awesome. Yeah, I thought, I didn't think these things were still hooked up like that. But I'm glad they are. This is really cool. But, I'll start using my radio to get through here. Listen to more than one channel. That's awesome.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. I didn't drop a whole lot of coin on this. I have also an H8. It gets out maybe a little bit better than this one. But either one, I can talk to, all over Michigan and down into Ohio. Made one little contact in New York a little while ago, but he was in and out, so I really can't count that one. But, talks down to Ohio all the time, and I can't complain. So I'm wondering if I even need a base here at all. Base might be overdoing it.
Well, if you just ask if I attend you for the way everything's working for you right now, I would say no, you don't need one. That radio sounds incredible. Seems like it's just the right thing to me. I got a very, very strong signal on here. Not sure why that is. Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm studying for my tech and my general. So I'm thinking that might be a better use of my money if I'm going to be buying radios. If you could come back one time, you are starting to fade just a little bit. If you come back with your call sign and your name again, I'll put you in my log.
Sure, Dave. My name is Brian. My call sign is W1-62-464.
All right, Ryan, I got the 464, but I didn't get the letters.
Whiskey, Sam, Charlie, with us. W-S-C-2.
Ah, roger that. I got that. Ryan, W-S-C-Q, 464. And here it's Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. Whiskey Sugar, Delta, Delta, 439, beautiful Flushing, Michigan.
Well, this is a, you know, I'm still pretty new to GMRS. I just got that GMRS license this last summer, and talking to you in good Jack tonight. This is the farthest way I've talked to anybody. This is kind of a big deal to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I found out about GMRS, I think. It might have been in February. And I got licensed, I think it was April or May, I believe. And I think Jack, well, I know Jack was my first contact. And from there, talking to Rochester Hills from here, 5-watt handheld, blew my mind then. So you can imagine how I'm feeling about talking to mommy. So this is a fantastic setup, and a lot of nice people out there too. So I'm gonna back out. So maybe there might be some other people in here that might want to try to give you a call. So you take care, Ryan. 73s. Thanks for coming back to me. Dave, Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Flushing, we're going to let the frequency.
All right, thanks for talking to you, Dave. WSCQ 464, I'll be on the side.